Welcome again. Thank you for joining us at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of BenevolentWoman.com. Thank you for tuning in to episode 9, and this one is entitled Revelation. This one is going to be short and brief, but it is to the point. I have been watching a lot of documentaries lately. I have always been interested in people from a psychological perspective. I have seen, and even prior to this, the Holy Spirit has always opened my eyes to the evil in the world. What really bothers me is why those that are affected by the decades and centuries of these sadistic behaviors feel that it is okay to protect or ignore and excuse those who commit them. This does not include those who are traumatized, but those who choose to turn from good to do evil. Looking at it from the viewpoint of a black woman, it amazes me that people attempt to deceive themselves and blame people of color for all of the problems committed on this earth, when history shows that evil does not discriminate. I say this because I have seen the injustice firsthand and have experienced corruption. What the Lord is showing me is that people really do see and hear what they want to. I am definitely not surprised, and the evil that people partake in has not changed, but is becoming worse, and the majority of it is committed by the affluent and orchestrated by the devil himself. I feel empathy and sympathy for the victims, not so much for the perpetrators. I know that there are a lot of circumstances and a lot of information that we are not aware of, a lot of things that go on in the background. And while everyone is judging, giving their opinions, and blaming others for the things that go on, there is a lot that we don't see. And my thought is always, in order to have sound mental health, if everyone in life focuses on themselves, doing the work, being the best they can be, then you have no choice but to succeed in life, but to walk in God's will and purpose for your life. Thank you again for listening. Tune in again for the next episode. Also, you can go to BenevolentWoman.com and review past episodes. You can also read our blog there. I thank you also. You can subscribe to our newsletter, and we appreciate you. Be blessed in the will of God for your lives. Thank you.